Welcome to the European CME Forum podcast. European CME Forum is a not-for-profit organization that promotes multi-channel discussion on matters relating to European and global CME CPD. My name is Eugene Pozniak. I'm the program director of European CME Forum. In today's episode, Don Moore, guest editor of the JECME 2020 Special Collection, and Robin Stevenson, editor-in-chief of JECME, present highlights from a plenary session held during last year's 13th annual meeting of the European CME Forum. The focus of today's episode is measuring outcomes and publishing in CME.
I'm Robin Stevenson and I'm the editor of JECME. JECME is the Journal of European CME, a journal which was started 8 years ago as an open access journal and 3 years ago got PubMed recognition. As the editor, I've always been looking to increase our submission rate. The European specialty societies are the main CME providers in Europe, and they were the obvious target to encourage to submit. They all do research into their own specialties, but for some reason, they don't do research into continuing education. And continuing education is arguably the main reason for their existence. So that has been a problem for us to encourage them to engage with the research into CME. About a year ago, the idea came out of a special collection for the journal. I'm not quite sure where the idea came from. I think it may have come from the Good CME Practice Group. Anyway, the idea came out that we as a journal should invite submissions on a topic of CME, and the topic we decided to pick on was outcomes. My idea, my contribution, of which I'm quite proud, was to ask Don Moore if he would be the guest editor. And I'm very pleased that he agreed to do so. I hope he's pleased that he agreed to do so as well. Maybe not. Anyway, it's been a great pleasure to have Don do this, and he has exerted himself prodigiously. He first started off by writing a short paper encouraging people to submit. In the paper, he puts some of his ideas about the sort of papers that we might want to receive. We've had 14 submissions, and of the 14, we've picked 12. We think I'm personally, frankly, I'm delighted about these 12 papers, and we're going to interview the authors shortly of six of them. But anyway, now that Don's here, and Don Moore doesn't really need any introduction from me. I think everybody knows Don Moore, who has made CME outcomes his own personal fiefdom. So, Don, I know it's not necessarily a very happy political day for you just now, but anyway, you obviously survived. Can you tell us why you agreed to take on the job of guest editor?
Thanks, Robin. I think that the primary reason is that I wanted to do exactly what you suggested, and that is highlight the importance of focusing on outcomes for the CME CPD field. I think it's very important that, to use the phrase that I've used several times, start with the end in mind. What do we want to accomplish with our CME activities? And I sense that there's been some difficulty in terms of people trying to work through what I've called the outcomes framework in a way that would result in some measurable outcomes. So one of the things that I was hoping is that people would submit manuscripts that would describe their efforts and as a result inform other people in the field about not only their successes, but perhaps some of their disappointments. And by that, they could then maybe adapt what they've been doing in a way to change their approach, perhaps, and achieve the kind of outcomes they're looking for.
Have you been pleased with the papers we've received?
Yes, I think I'm not, I know I've been very pleased. The variety of topics and subjects that we received in these in the 12 manuscripts we selected, I think are powerful enough to help help the folks in the audience and those who read the articles begin to reflect on their own outcome strategy and maybe refine it here and there and have a better success rate.
I think so. My one disappointment is that out of the 14 papers, none of them came from a specialist society.
Well, I don't know enough to be able to explain why, but certainly change happens slowly. And we all know the 17-year split between when something is discovered and when it's finally implemented throughout practices. So the same thing may be working here.
That was Don Moore and Robin Stevenson discussing measuring outcomes and publishing in CME. This episode is relevant to the JECME 2021 Special Collection on Digitization of Continuing Education in the Health Professions, which is inviting article submissions until 17th of September 2021. If you would like to learn more about this topic, you can now register for the 14th annual meeting and gain access to the complete archive of last year's 13th annual European CME Forum, consisting of all the plenary and workshop sessions with over 18 hours of CME CPD content from a faculty of 70 experts in European and global CME. More information on the upcoming 14th annual European CME Forum and this year's JECME Special Collection can be found on our website, cmeforum.org. Thank you for listening, and join us for more episodes as we explore all things CME CPD.